Did you get any
Okay.
sleep, Rizzo?
Maybe like an hour, you know. I'm pretty good with dealing things back to back with short time frames, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, let's get this question out of the way. Jeff accidentally, that whole thing last night. You tried to save it, I feel like, but what was your
Yeah.
feeling in the moment?
Honestly, in the moment, I was a little heartbroken because I had so many of my friends and family at home in the East Coast rooting for me. Obviously, they don't know the result. They're hoping for me to win. And just to kind of get spoiled like that was like, oh, that sucks. It kind of takes the wind out of the moment. But honestly, I'm so grateful for Survivor. I think Jeff and I handled it so well. It wasn't Jeff's fault. And I think looking back at it today, a week from now, 10 years from now, it's an iconic moment. I mean, I haven't been online too much, but I see Complex, E! News, everybody's covering it. So add it to the resume for the Riz God for Riz God, you know, Survivor 3.0.
Which I know is going to happen. I feel like Jeff even hinted at that. Do you need a break, Rizzo, though?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, sure. Like, do I want to be on 52? Probably not. But like next year, like, I wouldn't mind going back out there next year. Matt Van Wagon made a joke to me and he was like, Rizzo, if you come back, we're waiting until you have wrinkles on your face. I'm like, Matt, I'm young. That's like 30 years from now. Like, I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, that's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Okay, going out in fire, you know, twice in a row. Which one was harder for you, sort of emotionally, to accept, do you think?
I think 49, because I truly felt like had I beat Savannah in fire, I have a really good case to win the game. 50, once Aubrey won final immunity, I know I had zero shot at beating her at the end. My end game was Joe and Jonathan in hopes that I can win. But once Aubrey won, I just wanted to win fire just to like reverse my curse. But honestly, I think for my legacy in terms of being remembered, I'd rather go out and fire twice than, you know, going to the final tribal and getting decimated from, I wouldn't say they're a bitter jury, but just a jury that didn't give me a would have given me a chance against Aubrey. So 50 felt more complete. Like I was like, wow, this is a great storybook ending, even though I don't win. 49 felt like, damn, like I had the game.
Yeah. Aubrey mentioned she didn't want to go to the NTU, which obviously is a compliment. She said, though,
Yeah.
that she thought you guys had a similar story in some ways. Did you feel the same about her?
I did. I think I will say I think I was a little bit more insulated in terms of the people that had the most agency in the season with Ceree, Ozzy, and I. But ultimately, I was just a floater. I had a final three with Joe and Jonathan. I had a final three with Ceree and Ozzy. I was aligned with Coach's Honor and Integrity Alliance. I was kind of everywhere. And Aubrey was to an extent as well. But I think Aubrey realized that we were both kind of that floater or the middle person. And good to her to realize that because we knew that Joe and Jonathan was a part of one faction and they would possibly split votes. So if it was me and Aubrey, the votes that Aubrey needs to win could go to me. So I take it as a compliment and I don't think I would have beaten her, but I'm proud to know that she said that.
Yeah. Were you also thinking, okay, Jonathan Joe worked with a lot of the same people, like they could maybe split votes on the jury and then I could get some of the other ones and win there?
Yeah, that was kind of my hopes. I knew that Jonathan, just based on hearing what, you know, Ceree would gather from like certain people, that I wouldn't get Chrissy or Stephanie. I don't think I would get Coach, but I'd give myself a 5% chance to get Coach if I talk about how much he's meant to me. But ultimately, I knew the people I needed was Rick Devins, Christian, Emily. I feel like against Joe and Jonathan, I had Dee, Tiffany, Ceree, and an Aubrey on lock. So like if Jonathan had three or four jury votes, because I was not getting Ozzy. So if it was 4-4 deadlock votes, three votes are up in the air. I can battle for that.
Yeah, you listen, I know there's a lot of hurt feelings this season. This happens sort of with these games. Ozzy and Chrissy were a little hard on you in their exit press. What is your sort of reaction
Yeah.
to that? And was that hard to hear?
Honestly, it's disappointing. I will say for Chrissy, it wasn't really disappointing because to be quite honest, Chrissy and I never really had an in-game relationship. So her perception on the island is her reality. So that's totally fine. Ozzy, I was definitely heartbroken for because Ozzy knew how well I played. If there was anyone to preach for me, it was Ozzy. And for him to call me a one-dimensional player, him to call me as someone that had no chance at winning the game, basically telling me that I should have went to the end and lost to him, sucks because he knows how much I love Survivor and how much I want to become a legend and want to win this game. So I listen, I have no hard feelings towards Ozzy. I don't think I was the reason why he lost the game, but I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, he sort of went to bat for Aubrey and was talking about that middle, which could have been you. Do you think he would have rewarded you the same if you had been sitting there?
Absolutely not. I think he was so upset with Joe, Jonathan, and I, specifically me, that, and this is the thing about the Ozzie move that gets me, because a lot of the fans, I got a lot of backlash for, they say, you should have told Ozzie to play his idol, pull a Natalie Anderson. And to that, I say, that wouldn't have been my move. Ozzie told Aubrey his entire end game and said, Aubrey, you are going home tonight. So if I stood up there and said, Ozzie, play your idol, I now take away all the agency I have and credit Ozzie for getting Aubrey out. And now Joe and Jonathan, who I built great rapport with, feel burned by me. So now I have to go to the end with Ozzie and Ceree and be that zero vote finalist, where I realized that I needed to go to the end with Joe and Jonathan. So I think I made the right move. I would have do it 100 out of 100 times. I have no regrets.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the what if game is like, and there's a lot of revisionist history and all that.
For sure. Absolutely.
So I like Jonathan was just telling me he thinks that the jury was a little bitter. He kind of implied that maybe Ceree were swaying people. Did you feel like that? I mean, you were on the jury for 5 seconds, but like, what was your
Yeah.
perception?
I don't know if bitter is the right word. I think it's interesting, because I think if I was up there with Joe and Jonathan, like, it just was factions. It like Survivor 50 ultimately had groups. We had, whether they're honor integrity, that's what the online community is calling them, the coach, Chrissy, Stephanie, Jonathan. Then you had the Ceree, Ozzie, and I, and then you had the Aubrey, Rick Devens, Christian, Emily. It's just Survivor 50 was factions, so naturally people are going to vote for their friends. I really don't think the jury was bitter. I mean, that's like saying if I made it to the end and the jury was bitter towards, like, Chrissy and Jonathan and whatever are bitter towards me. I don't think they were bitter. They just wanted their friend to win. And I think Ceree has history with Aubrey, so she has history with Aubrey and wants her to win. So I don't know if that really makes it bitter. But I also wasn't at the end, so I don't know.
Well said. I think I agree with that. I could co-sign that. I saw Sophie Bilardi tweet that your mom went out there.
Yeah, my mom did go out there. It was heartbroken, heartbreaking, because, oh man, I don't want to cry. Survivors meant so much to my family, and I thought my girlfriend was going to come out there. And then to hear that my mom came out there, and I had no idea. She didn't come see me in Ponderosa. She didn't do anything like that. I found out after Final Tribal. Aubrey came up to me and says, "Hey, by the way, my mom loves your." I was like, why, what does that, like, how does that correlate to me? She's like, our family came out to see us at the final three. And I was like, okay, but my mom, I wasn't in the final three. She said, no, the finale people's parents came, or family came. And I was so heartbroken, because, you know, the first season I watched with my mom was HHH, which is so funny, because I really wanted to work with Chrissy, because my mom was like Chrissy and I was Ryan Ulrich. And to know that, I always said, mom, I'm gonna get you out there. And to know that I was like, honestly, at this point, I wanted to win. I found out about it. I just wanted to win Fire to have that moment with my mom. I didn't get it, but I got my mom a free 24-hour trip to Fiji, which was cool. She traveled 40 hours for 24 hours to Fiji, not even to see me. So yeah, it was hard, but she had fun.
Listen, I have a feeling she'll get another shot at that.
I
So,
hope so. I hope so.
and listen, Rizzo, the one thing I love about you is that, yes, you are strategic. You're always in the game. You're always thinking about the game. We talked about even when you were sick. I'm like, how is this guy thinking so strategically? But you also wear your emotions on your sleeve. And I think a lot of men don't do that. So I want to say that I appreciate that. And is that something that was, how did you feel about yourself when you're watching yourself on TV?
You know, I'm so proud of myself in terms of being vulnerable. I think what Jeff says that makes Survivor so compelling is you truly get to know the people that play out there, because they give you everything. And I am a pretty in-tuned guy with my emotions, but I don't cry every day. It's just Survivor means so much to me, and the money meant so much to me, and I just wanted to give it everything. I mean, I remember in season 49 at the final five with Savannah, I'm crying to her because I almost have to blindside her if I want, like, whatever. I was debating about the Christina move. I'm like, I'm sorry, Sav, but I really want to win this game. She's like, Rizzo, why are you crying to me? Like, I wouldn't fault you. And that's just me wanting it so bad. And I just wanted to show people, and I had no shame in me crying. I think it makes me a better person. And that's why I kind of resonated with Joe too, because Joe does the same exact thing. So I'm very proud of what I put out there.
Yeah, I just spoke to Joe. He had nothing but nice things to say about you and talked about your connection. I know you got to run, Rizzo. We talked in the preseason about sort of, yes, you wanted to win, of course, but you also wanted to cement your survivor legacy. Do you feel like you did that this season?
I honestly do, Sharon. I think out of 50 seasons, 751 players, for people to have returned, only four people have returned and have never been voted out. And it's me, Joe, Jonathan, and Michelle Fitzgerald. That is an honor to have. I have a lot of records. I had the most public idol tribal councils I held ever with 16 tribal councils across two seasons. I'm the third back-to-back player to make the finale. I have so much things to be proud of. And the one I'm most proud of is I've never been voted out. And I think I left a mark. I see fans come up to me and say, RIZ, GOD. And I'm like, I sound like that on TV. And I just laugh because that's who I am. And it's meant everything to me. And I'm so grateful for everything. And I do feel like I left my mark.
Good. Yeah, last night, even when all that stuff was going on, we had people in the audience were chanting, even though we knew the outcome. So I feel like you
Yeah.
should be very proud of yourself. I think a lot, you have a lot of people, a lot of support. And so I hope we see you again, Rizzo.
Thank you, Sharon. I hope so too. And who
All
knows?
right.
Maybe we will.